I want to get an update on this other story that you, it's very interesting how you broke this story here in Tennessee,
yep.
and now it's become a national story.
Right.
And what's happened is this. The Tennessee National Guard has followed the Department of Defense directive, which is to discharge any member of the Tennessee National Guard who has not received a COVID-19 vaccine, and the deadline for this was June 30th.
Right.
Now, as our own Neil W. McCabe has reported, the chaptering out of people that don't meet that standard happens at the state level, but also money stops being paid to these guys
right.
if they haven't gotten vaccinated by June 30th. Tell us where everything stands right now here in Tennessee.
So I'm in, of course, regular close contact on multiple times a day with our sources on the subject, and the pay has been stopped.
Well, when you say our sources, you talk about members of the Tennessee National
yes.
Guard who have refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine
exactly.
and have not complied with the June 30th deadline set by the very woke Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And one of the things, the steps in the process are, if you don't comply, they begin the separation process, but it takes a while for that to happen. The first thing that's supposed to stop is payment.
Right.
What's happened? Have these guys been paid?
No, they have not.
Well, the soldiers,
right.
male and female.
And the other interesting thing is, you know, what happens a little bit later, right, is because technically you have, and I don't, for the life of me, I don't understand Governor Lee's response on this because he's focusing only on the second group in his remarks, which is people who have applied for exemptions.
There's
whether they're
group.
Medical.
Who's
yeah.
the other group?
Medical exemptions as well as religious exemptions. Well, they're pending, so they're technically not fired yet because they haven't been the exemptions haven't been rejected yet by the Department of Defense officially.
But the Department of Defense has rejected virtually every
they
exemption.
Have only granted 200 nationwide
out of like 40,000.
Yeah, when that's
number.
Just on the National Guard side we're talking. Yeah. So
yeah.
what it's really puzzling about Governor Lee's response and when he talks about it and his rhetoric on it is he's completely ignoring these guardsmen that are outright refusing, which is the bigger group of them.
And not requesting exemptions.
Right, because they know that they're not going to get their exemptions granted. So why would you go through the extra paperwork, go pay a doctor extra money, all these other things that you have to go through when you put in the exemption request?
Now, let me just stop and pause for a moment here,
yes, sir.
Aaron. Okay, so about 10% of the Tennessee National Guard, I think it was like 400 or so
yeah.
members, have refused to take the vaccine. Some subset of that has applied for exemptions.
Yes.
What is that number? Do you know? It's like a couple hundred or
it's
maybe 100?
Far less. It's the estimates I've heard is a few score, maybe 80 or so.
Okay, so less than 100.
Yeah.
That means over 300, roughly, if these estimates are correct,
yeah.
Have simply refused and aren't asking for exemptions. Governor Lee's done nothing to help them, from what I can tell.
No, and he hasn't scheduled a meeting to talk with people to really get their take on the issue. I've talked to legislators that are frustrated about their inability to get a meeting with the governor. The sense that I have gotten from my conversations with multiple people in the General Assembly is that Lee is terrified of the Biden administration cutting off the spigot to the National Guard. Under that scenario,
terrified.
He's terrified of the
terrified.
Biden. Yes, that is the. He's not trying to. The Republican
governor
of the conservative
Lee is terrified
state,
yeah. of Joe Biden.
That is the sense I've gotten. Yes,
that is. That's not good.
It's
Governor
not.
Lee, by the way, if you're listening, come on in and just tell us if you're terrified of Joe Biden cutting the spigot off for National Guard payments.
He's not answering comment on us, so maybe he's terrified of us, too.
But also, I mean, there were last week a number of guardsmen went to his office
yep.
requesting a meeting.
Yep.
They've requested. He hasn't done it.
Nope.
He could have done any number of things. Number one, he could have sent a letter to the Adjutant General
yep.
Who runs the National Guard and said, don't fire these guys and
right.
pay them. And if the feds don't pay them, The state will pay them.
Right.
Right, which they could do. There's a budget surplus, a very large budget. He right. hasn't done that. He hasn't joined the lawsuit that several states have to oppose this mandate. He hasn't done that.
And the attorney general, the current attorney general, and one of the front, as well as one of the front runners, as we hear, Brandon Gibson, who's the state COO, has refused to comment on that.
Well, when you say
either.
The current attorney general. Herb
Slattery, yes. His office will not comment on whether or not they will do a lawsuit.
And he's also said, General Slater has said he's leaving.
Yes.
His term ends August 31st.
Yes.
The word is that Brandon Gibson, the center-left chief operating officer of the state, is the person that Governor Lee wants to name
right.
as attorney general. Governor Lee has no constitutional authority here. But the practice has been the constitutional authority lies with the state Supreme Court.
Right.
And whoever they pick is the attorney general.
Right.
But it's been a practice, if you will, that the governor's pick gets rubber stamped. This is all not good.
No, it's not.
I would
and
say.
Their lack of desire to actually say something helpful to these guardsmen is very, very concerning.
When we come back. What has the retired Brigadier General in the Tennessee National Guard, Kurt Winstead, what has he done to help these National Guardsmen who refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine? We'll have that and more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Gulbenson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.